Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Week, Fev, Byron and myself, we're trying to find out where we've come from with the help of Ancestry.com. So about a month ago, we put our saliva in jars. Yes. I really struggled with doing
that. You've got to produce a lot of saliva. Mm.
And then Brad Argent, the senior director of Ancestry.com, he came to us and he said, guys, I know who you each are. It was scary.
It was scary.
Daunting.
Yeah, it was interesting to find out everything about our past ancestors. Mm,
our ancestors and how they made us who we are. So this is, I believe this is me, Byron.
Yes.
This is what Brad found out about my family tree. Brad, I think I'm first cab off the rank.
Yeah, so we've done the DNA test,
yes.
Right? Now, that gives us two big things, right? Tells you where your ancestors might have been from.
Yeah.
And it also matches you against other people in the database.
Right. Oh, dear.
Is she really Fifi?
I can tell you now, none of you are related to each other.
Oh, but that's good to know.
In some ways,
it's a relief.
It can be a relief.
It's good to know.
Am I related to royalty?
Well, come on. Just wait.
Okay, I'll stop.
Jeez.
I won't ask questions. The floor is yours.
Okay, so you are mostly 55% is sort of Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Oh, yes, well, that's me.
She loves a bit of Scottish.
I do. Jamie Fraser from
Ireland. That's the northern tip of Ireland. And then 45% of you is English. Not really that surprising,
no,
I would have thought.
Pretty
no,
stock standard, pretty predictable, quite safe, almost virgin boring.
I'm a very
boring.
Fair-skinned blonde woman.
Yeah. Probably didn't need to do a DNA test and work that out.
But I wanted to have some Spanish or Italian throwbacks, no?
All Fifi wants is some really exciting stuff. Royalty,
no.
Any princes, kings, presidents, prime ministers?
Well, kind of.
That's what you wanted.
It depends on how you measure these things, right? Mm. So, look, you've got a bunch of cousins, right,
yes,
who have already taken the test. So then what I did is, okay, let's have a look at your family tree. So tell me what you know about Box family.
I don't know. So the Box. So my mum's a Kenny, so they're from Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Bang, you got that right, 55%. I believe the Boxes came out here a few 150-odd years ago. John Box was a jailer, I think. And then they were from Cornwall?
They were indeed.
Ah.
Cornish. And
Cornish pasties.
Known for their pasties and, of course, known for being some of the best miners in the world.
Mm.
The Boxes came out, Edward Box came out on the 18th of March, 1854. So you're pretty good, 150-odd.
Yeah.
When he came out, apparently he tried his luck in the goldfields. Right?
Ooh,
in Ballarat. Who would it?
Box and the Rat.
I've been down there. I've shoveled for some gold.
Yeah. Doesn't sort of say whether or not he was particularly successful in that endeavour.
Well, geez, it's changed 160 years later. I'll give you that tip. We've got one successful woman over here.
But did end up becoming quite a successful builder.
Oh, did he?
I love
builders.
And, I think he was 94 or something when he died. So
we live long.
Good,
yep,
good, solid genes there.
And own heaps of houses.
Sorry, push on. Behave yourself.
And look, this is a rather spurious connection to royalty,
yeah,
but it's one of your ancestors, and I think it was a 2 times great-grandfather by the name of James Denton.
Yes, Denton. We're Dentons. Yeah.
Andrew.
No, he's a TV host.
Yeah, no, because they actually changed their name. It was anglicised.
Aha, yeah. I'm a real Denton.
So you're a real Denton. And he was the mayor of Fitzroy.
Oh, you little hippie.
He's the mayor. I'm the mayor of hipsters.
This is the show that has the former mayor of Fitzroy in the lead.
Great-granddaughter. Maybe I'll run to be mayor of Fitzroy again. Let's get the Boxes back where they belong.
Well, this changes everything. There we go.
Do you know what? I mean it. I've always been drawn to Brunswick Street.
Mm.
And now, as the great-great-granddaughter of the mayor of Fitzroy, I have found my people.
Yeah,
I am a hipster.
You are. It's very hippie. It's a great spot down there. I used to live in Brunswick, Fitzroy area. But back then, it wasn't so classy.
Okay, you're having a shot at my ancestry.
I'm just saying.
Let's find out who the Favolas were the mayor of before we start throwing stones.
Favolas are the mayor of everything.
Well, now, all these reports will continue throughout the week. In fact, let's give one away right now on 13 10 60. What about this? A free family history checked. What box you just had there? That's from Ancestry.com. Call us up right now, 13 10 60. As the week rolls on, we'll learn more about, I guess, Boxy's background as the former mayor of Fitzroy in her lineage.
What a great prize. Like, honestly, guys, you could find out that your ancestor was the mayor of something. This is the best day ever.
Lots of discoveries still this week about my family, about Fev's family.
Mayor of Fitzroy.
1019 The Fox.
A few days have passed since the tragic events that occurred on Friday afternoon in Bourke Street in our city. And, I mean, what a horrible, tragic, terrifying incident. And the stories that have been coming out the last few days, I mean, the loss of poor Sisto Malaspina, who was so much loved, and the tributes that are coming out for him and the loss of his life. I mean, Pellegrini's Bar being an institution of Melbourne, and for so many high-profile people coming out and paying tribute to him.
Yeah, it's such an iconic place in Melbourne, and I thought that I'd share a story where I went to Pellegrini's for the first time in about 2003. Mm. And Dennis Pagan had taken over as coach at the Carlton Footy Club. And my good mate Scorcher always said that if you get a text or an invitation from Dennis to go have lunch at Pellegrini's, it's like the golden ticket.
Yeah.
And that's, and I did a post of the bar on Instagram and put hashtag golden ticket. And the reason behind that is he used to take his favourite people there, his players.
Gee.
And apparently he took Wayne Carey there, and these North Melbourne boys, his little boys that he had. So I was, for the first like couple of months, I was waiting because I was trying to suck up to Dennis, and I'm like, I'm waiting for this text to go, let's have lunch. And
were you playing better just so you could go to Pellegrini's?
Well, I just wanted the golden ticket. I didn't know what Pellegrini's was.
Got Fev up and about.
And then I got a text one afternoon that said, g'day son, let's have lunch tomorrow. Want to have a chat? Let's go to Pellegrini's. It's on Bourke Street. Sent me the address. So I went down. You sit out the back. They've got like a little old table, very Italian style in this little place. And you sit down, and the kitchen's right there where they cook all the pasta. Mm. And I sat down, and we had a great lunch with Dennis, and I got the golden ticket. I sat down. Obviously, Sisto, he behind the bar there, and he's just the most beautiful man. So I obviously went there over the next, well, the last, what is it, 17 years, 16 years I'd been going there. I've taken my kids there. Mia's actually away, and I rang Mia. Mia was really upset because we used to go there all the time. The tortellini bolognese, it's just, divine. It's the most beautiful meal. We used to always go there, and such a sad way for Sisto to go, but he went out trying to help someone, which is the most saddest thing.
The most heartbreaking he's run to a car that he thought was in distress
That just typifies him as a person. And you read all the tributes from everyone, and he literally made everyone laugh. And when we walk in with the kids, he'd go, Bella, you're so beautiful, Bella. You don't look like your dad. And he was just such a nice man and a beautiful family. And I think they reopen tomorrow. You can see the tributes on the front of the paper with all the
Well, I saw yesterday the staff were handing out his favourite.
That was his sister.
Chocolate almond biscotti cake.
That typifies their family. She went in there and made his favourite cake, and all the people that were paying tribute to Sisto, she went out and fed them, and that's what they did. And I know when I did the homeless down at Salvation Army, because the Salvation Army is directly across the road.
Mm.
And I read a tribute from Brendan, who's a Salvation Army CEO, president, and he used to give the food that was, you know, left over. He used to give it to the homeless to feed every day. That's the sort of person he was, and he's going to be sadly missed. And I think everyone's pushing Victoria for a state funeral, and I think
he's got it. They've announced this morning.
Well, he deserves it, and hopefully everyone can get there and pay tribute and get down to Pellegrini's and have a pasta and just remember the good times, because he was an absolute beauty, and we've lost a good one.
1019 The Fox. RB
Fridays Live. What a journey it was to get the Slim Tradie, the real Slim Tradie, onto the stage on Saturday night at R&B Fridays Live.
Yes, our much-loved segment, Tradioki, where we celebrate the talents, what a huge talent pool we have in all our tradies here in Melbourne. And it all culminated in us finding the real Slim Tradie. Kai Bennett from Templestowe Lower, a pest controller, he got his moment to stand on stage at Marvel Stadium before Usher, before Salt-N-Pepa. He was there on stage. Gee, what a night it was, Feb, and we caught up with him backstage before his big performance.
Well, you look at the bill here at Unbeat Fridays Live. There are some big names, Veef, Usher and Lil Jon, Salt-N-Pepa, Trey Songz, but there's a massive name right to your left.
Absolutely. You'd argue they're just warming up for this man, Kai Bennett.
Hey.
Kai, you are minutes away from going on stage. 60,000 people there. They're screaming. They're pumped. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm wanting to know, are you nervous?
Because I'm going on stage too.
Yeah, aren't you going to like stand there when I like sing to you?
Oh, awkward.
Oh, that's really sweet. Oh.
Is it sweet or weird? I'm
now,
not sure.
Kai, you are going up on stage at Marvel Stadium. I would have thought you would have taken the Byron's kitty and maybe got a bit of a spray tan on those white legs. Because they're very brown from down
mate,
there
this is
and
the
very
Ronda
white.
Sunrise, mate. This is the Ronda
what's
sunrise.
Happened here?
Oh, mate, it's just a like tan a standout.
Now, Kai, have you seen anyone backstage, Batman Scoop?
Next walk right next past to us.
Really?
Oh, there you go.
Awesome.
So that's all we've seen so far. Outside of that, it's just been crazy just trying to settle in and accept that this is happening.
Have you had any sleep in the last 3 days?
I've had like 3 hours sleep.
Oh, perfect. You're a rock star.
But last night I stayed up jamming out with some mates, having some frothies, as you would say.
Yeah.
I feel sweet. I'm ready for it.
Okay, right, we're minutes away from this. Yeah. Let's get you up
let's
on the get, stage.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
How relaxed is he? 60,000 people. Do you want to at least be a bit nervous?
I think he's pissed, Byron.
I've had a crack at being nervous.
Oh, he's had a couple of drinks.
He's had a couple of frothies.
Bit of Dutch courage.
He's ready to go.
I'm ready for this thing.
So there he was, the pest controller in his high vis, his Blundstones.
New committed. Tattoo.
He had a brand new tattoo.
Oh, on his fingers.
Of the Slim Tradie. Then we walked up. We're about to walk him out onto the stage, and there backstage was Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man.
Kai and Fat Man having a catch up.
Whatever you do, do not, if you get nervous, number one, just keep moving.
Yep.
Because it'll look like a mistake to you, but they won't know unless you acknowledge that it's a mistake.
Sweet ass.
Number two, if you get nervous, that's why I told you to wear shades. If you get nervous, just close your eyes. Yeah. Don't think about nothing. And listen, if anybody starts booing, which will probably not happen, do something they're never going to forget. Like, take your shirt off or drop your pants. Do something that gets the cheers and then get the f*** off the stage.
Sweet ass.
To keep the crowd on your side. As soon as you walk out, thank the radio station. But say more than anything, I want to thank all of you. That gets everybody on your side right away.
Sweet, bro. That's good advice, bro.
And if you say something about the ladies, ladies, I'm going to sing this for you because there's nothing more finer than a Melbourne woman.
Oh. He's the best. I just realised how often he takes his shirt off, actually.
Mate, I literally thought the same thing. And he got it off later in the night. Fat man.
Now, this is what we've been waiting for. Here he was, you know, his very first musical performance ever at Marvel Stadium in front of 60,000 people. Kai, the pest controller from Templestowe Lower.
Yo, what's going on, Melbourne? I'm a pest controller from Templestowe, yeah. I'm also the real Slim Tradie. You can see this, tattooed for life. Honestly, I want to thank Fox FM for this amazing opportunity. I want to thank everyone that supported me online, on socials, through messages. You guys are all amazing, so thank you. And thanks, Batman, for that shout-out, bro. Yeah. Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead and break them off. A little piece of me. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, Fifi Fox, I'm feeling you. The way you do them things you do remind me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. Must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So give me that, let me get that. Running her hands through my pro, bouncing off 20 folds. That's why they said on the radio, sorry next to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen with mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's a freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Yeah.
Give it up for Kai.
Thank you so much.
He
keep going for
that.
Kai. Come on, let's clap him off the stage.
Kai Bennett. Ty, I hope you're listening. You were sensational. I'm not kidding. He was up there with most of the talent on the night. Oh, he was so good.
Definitely dead heat with a bunch of them.
Oh, gosh, Kai, I'm so proud of you. And then, obviously, off stage, we grabbed him post-performance. This is how he was after the gig. Kai, how did that feel?
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually, to be honest. You know, I didn't mind it at all. It was crazy.
You absolutely smashed it.
Fat Man Scoop gave you some tips. Did you use them?
I kept the sunnies on, definitely. I didn't want to talk to the haters because they loved me, so I didn't have to worry about that.
You owned the room, Kai. They all loved you.
No, I just decided to go out hype. It worked for me.
Hey, you threw your hat out. Are you regretting that?
No, my boss told me to do that.
Good.
That was his marketing plug, not mine.
Was that a cross-promotion for your pest control company?
Absolutely.
Wow, DMP Pest Control.
I'm already up to like 10 grand on the invoice for advertising.
And it looks as good as it sounded. You can check out Kai's performance, the pest controller, on our Instagram right now.
101.9 The Fox.
Fantastic new show premiering tonight on Channel 10, 7:30. And as the mum of a five-year-old, I'm particularly interested in. It's The Secret Life of Four-Year-Olds, and it's hosted by the wonderful Carrie Bickmore, who joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are we all?
Very well. Good. Very well. Now, Carrie, I actually can't wait.
Yeah,
there's nothing more I love than watching children, and now they're filmed. And as a mum to a five-year-old, Carrie, will I be surprised by what goes on in their little worlds when adults aren't around?
You will. You'll also then be like, oh, my God, my kid's normal. Because there's so much that happens in your own house and you're like, do other kids do this? Or is this my crazy child? And you watch this and you're like, oh, no, they're all crazy. But I don't know if you've seen the UK version, but I hadn't seen it until Channel 10 showed it to me last year. And I said, oh, would you like to narrate the Aussie version? And I fell in love with it instantly because I think if anyone that's ever dropped their kid at daycare or kinder or school and driven away, for me it's often in tears, but driven away going, what do they do there all day? You know, what are the interactions that happen? This show shows you that, and it shows you the highs and lows, all the challenges that they have together, how they navigate those challenges. And the thing I love about it is this is not like Big Brother style where someone's getting voted off each week. At the end of each ep, you walk away, they're all heroes, you know.
Aww.
They're all guided through how to get over the issue that they're having with each other, like teachers do with them in a normal world, you know. So it's a really lovely series.
I can't wait to see this, Carrie, because I'm one of those dads that really miss my kids when they're at school. I do a drive-by and see them at lunchtime to see if they're playing and see what they actually act like in the schoolyard. Is this what we're going to sort of see?
Well, that's the thing, because I didn't realise, because I've never done this, but now at childcare, so when I took my son to childcare like 10 years ago, you didn't really know what they got up to. But my friend was saying to me now, you can actually tap into on your phone into a camera at a childcare.
Oh, wow.
And see what your child is doing at childcare during the day.
Awesome.
Which would be terrible for me because I'd be just constantly going, what's he up to now?
And I don't know that Fev should be doing drive-bys at daycare.
It's at school. I literally walk past to see if they're playing all right, because you get worried about your kids.
No, I know.
Now, Carrie, it must have been a pretty easy gig because you co-host on the project and on your radio show, Carrie and Tommy. Tommy Little's acts like a four-year-old.
Yeah, he's a big child. Yeah, no, some of the tantrums he has are very similar to the ones happening on the show.
Nice, good stuff. Well, of course, Carrie and Tommy right here on The Fox do drive you home with Hughie and Kate. We'll obviously be listening to that. And it is tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10. It is The Secret Life of Four-Year-Olds. And Carrie is your host. We'll be watching it tonight. Thanks, Carrie, for chatting to us.
Good luck with the baby. I was just going to say good luck with the baby, Fev, too.
Thank you. You too, Carrie. Everything organised?
We'll have to have some play dates.
Yeah, play dates.
You can come and creep on my children.
101.9 The Fox.
Dress codes are fun, aren't they? Well, they're not fun if you turn up somewhere and you've got ripped jeans and they say no ripped jeans in here.
Oh, it's flattening, isn't it?
But on the back of spring racing, see, there's a lot of dress codes at Flemington. I might argue even at Caulfield. I think most racetracks have some dress codes. The Melbourne Cricket Ground have dress codes. A girl...
Only in the members.
She's...
Where you have birthday parties.
No, it was a Box family reunion.
Yeah.
This is really funny because it was a news story today with the headline, Aussie star is denied entry to the Louvre, which is the very famous museum in Paris.
Right.
And I was like, oh, who's the Aussie star who's been denied access to the Louvre?
I thought the Louvre was like a bobsleigh thing.
That's the luge.
The Louvre. You know, have you been to the Louvre?
In
Paris?
I've never been to Paris.
Oh, wow. I just thought you might have because you're French.
Fairly.
I've never been to Italy.
Really? Okay. Yeah, interests me. Anyway, I went on to read, when they say Aussie star, they really needed to say Aussie Instagram star.
So we don't know who it is.
Well, no, her name is Noosha Sire.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to show you what she was wearing into the Louvre, Fev.
Holy banana balls.
I mean, it's a very, to describe it to everyone listening, wow, an incredibly low-cut dress.
Yes. Fev had to drift off mic then. His actual quote was, holy banana balls.
Yeah, very short skirt and a cleavage that goes down to her belly button. Anyway, they've
denied her entry. Place is this, though? What sort
of... Oh, it's an art gallery museum. I've been in there in runners. Like, yeah. It's not... I think their issue was not necessary. You don't have to be fancy.
Yeah, but just
you just have to wear clothes. Yeah. I think that was
fair
their
enough.
Point. But there's nothing like when your outfit has cost you the entry, because so many times I can think of that I've been with mates or friends and they've thought, oh, we'll duck in, you know, over summer. Oh, we'll just duck into the cricket because there's a one day or on or whatever, and suddenly because I want to go into the members, oh, I can't get in.
I would love to have been around when you're sitting around having a couple of cold ones off the and said, hey, let's pop into the cricket. Let's go to the one dayer.
But I've had friends go, I couldn't get in somewhere because they didn't have a tie or...
Well, this happened to me, Boxy. It's happened to me a couple of times. So when I went to the first time I went with a mate called Scotty Mollard, he rang me up and I was living with his best mate, Simon Beaumont. And this would have been early 2000s.
Mm.
And he goes, come to the Boxing Day test. Mm. I'm like, sick. I'll come to the Boxing Day test, get on the froths, drink beer all day. And I rocked up. And I just had a T-shirt on. He goes, oh, you can't wear a T-shirt. We're in the members, speaking about the Box family reunion.
His favourite place.
Yeah, favourite place. So he goes, you can't get in. So I had to go down Bridge Road and went to Dimmies. Went into Dimmies and brought a purple polo to get into the thing, because I wouldn't be able to get in. So it cost me like $5 for a nice T-shirt. It was a nice purple number. I look like one of the, the dude from McDonald's.
Ronald McDonald?
No.
The Grimace.
Grimace. I looked like Grimace. And then when I was in Brisbane one year, we had a big day on the soup.
Mm.
And we said, let's go into Brisbane, down the Valley of Love.
Yeah.
Went down to the valley and we got in and we got out of the cab and walked up. And I just had thongs on because in Brisbane it's hot. It was like 35 degrees. Yeah. And the bouncer said, mate, you can't wear thongs in here. And I'm like, oh, it's a pub, isn't it? He goes, yeah, no, but after 8 o'clock, you got to wear...
Closed-toe shoes.
Mm. So I went back to the cab driver and said, hey, mate, what size are you? And he says, I'm a size 12 and I'm a 13. I said, oh, God, can I buy your shoes off you? This made the paper. I paid $400 for a pair of really crap, like Aerosport black numbers, and I gave him my thongs, but I got in. Geez, I had a good night.
You're wearing the taxi driver's shoes.
I brought the taxi driver's shoes for $400.
It'd be hard to beat on the phone.
131060, did your outfits cost you entry or sneaky ways you got around a dress code?
Can't wait for these calls.
1019 The Fox.
Talking about when outfit or dress codes have ruined your night or your day, when you've turned up and you've been refused entry, there's an Insta, a famous Australian or famous Insta Australian. It's a whole new category, isn't it? Because let's be honest, half of the races I didn't recognise anyone and then I find out they're all Insta people.
How do you think I went? I'm trying to do the interviews. I don't know who half the people
Insta
were.
Insta fame is a new thing, isn't it? Anyway, this Insta famous Australian, she's been rejected at the Louvre over in Paris and she's ropeable. She should be impressed. She's got press, though.
How many followers does she have? We don't know.
I just 250-something.
Is that all?
Anyway, let's empathise with her, though.
Boxing's got her covered.
She's had a shocker.
You're Insta
over
famous.
In the Louvre. Yeah, but I wore sneakers to the Louvre. I mean, I wasn't there for a nightclub.
Yeah, because they looked at your Insta and they went, ooh, she's famous.
No. There's a lot of walking in there. She's gone in a cocktail dress that was barely on her. Daniel in Sunshine. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Daniel. When did your outfit cost you the entry to somewhere?
So about five or six of us blokes were coming from a bar and we were going into a club and we got knocked back and we thought initially, oh, it's because there's too many guys. And the bouncer pointed to one of us and he said, oh, no, it's an issue with this guy. We thought, okay, what's wrong? And he said, his shirt looks a little bit like pyjamas or a nightgown. It's not the look that we're going for. In his defence, it was a horrific shirt. So it was a purple oversized shirt and it just didn't look good at all.
Yeah. Sure it wasn't Fev who was with you. Grimace.
We took our mate aside and we tucked him in. I think one of us took our belts off and we put that on him. we zhuzhed up his hair a bit and we threw one of our jackets over him.
Yes,
and we came back
well played,
said,
Daniel.
All right, you can come in now.
Well
Daniel,
done.
That's, I've never heard a bouncer say, that's not the look we're going for. I mean, you hear that maybe from a stylist on a photo shoot.
Sure. I've had that before where someone had spilled red wine all over their white top and we tried to get in and they said no, but someone had a jacket. So he put the jacket on, zipped it up, so it looked like he had a collar. It was a collared white shirt.
Yeah.
Straight in, jacket off.
Bang.
Like, yeah, mate, smart.
Leanne in Williamstown. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Leanne. This wasn't you. Was this your brother?
This is my brother. Yeah, we were at a pub in Keilor and he couldn't get in because he's got his brand new runners on. He said, mate, they're brand new. He said, well, no, you can't wear them. He goes, well, okay. He goes out of the car, gets his old mechanical work boots on, and they said, yep, no problems, come in.
See, this is the thing.
That is.
The inconsistencies.
Like, really?
But see, they're outdated too because it would have been back in the 50s they said no runners. But runners, I mean, if they touch base with Kanye, runners are about $1,000 a pop.
Very good point.
Exactly right.
Or you just say, like, if you don't have dress shoes on, you say, oh, I've got a problem with my foot. And they can't knock you back.
Ooh. Oh, you should have a note from your orthopaedic surgeon.
Yeah, well, that's next level.
We just make it up.
That's great preparation.
Oh, doing that. Aiden in Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Aiden.
G'day, how you doing?
Good, Aiden. Where were you denied entry?
I was denied entry to Crown in Melbourne. I went on a Contiki a few months ago and catching up with a few of the Melbourne boys and I went straight after work. I was running a bit late. I had my work boots and my work pants on. And, yeah, I got denied entry anyway. I went outside with the boys that wanted to have a smoke and whatever, and when I went to get back in, they said, sorry, no work boots. waited outside thinking they'd come and get me, but no. So I'm sitting there with some random chick I've never met in my life, and we ended up talking for a little bit, and she had a spare pair of ballerina shoes in her bag.
Brilliant.
Hang on, no.
So just happened to be an 8 in men's. Well, it was suited to 8 in men's anyway. And bada bing, bada boom, I got let into Crown to get the boys. And
with ballet shoes on?
Yeah, like key bars or whatever they're called.
Brilliant, Aiden. Well played.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Was he wearing point shoes?
Yeah, that trumps my buying the shoes off the taxi driver. Do you remember that?
It trumps everything.
It was about a month ago, Boxy. Byron and I went out to the Golden Gate just across the road and we went to get in and you have to show your ID because they've got to scan it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the Byron over 50s is on Friday night.
Yeah, no, very funny, yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
Final countdown.
Yes, guys, a little over 2 and a bit.
I'm doing the intro for Fev's baby.
Oh, yes, good, thanks.
Yes, a little bit over 2.5 weeks to go.
2.5 weeks.
To little baby Fev comes into the world. Alex is looking great, but she just wants the baby out.
Is she ready? You know that when
she's been ready for about 3 months. it's interesting times, but on the weekend, so we've got everything ready. It's we were a little bit not because it's a fourth child, so Alex got all the washing done on the washed all the baby's clothes, and they're so cute.
Aww.
We've got all the dummies, the bottles, the sterilizer, the car seat, the stroller. Sorry, got a bit of a cold.
That's okay, mate.
So everything's ready. Everything's in order. The kids are excited. The baby room's ready to roll. But there's one big thing that's not ready. So we're obviously booked in to go. Time's set.
Do you know what I particularly like? Can I just highlight something that I really like? Just based on your Insta stories, I can see you're getting ready with a lot of couch action. Just like sit on the couch and you're ready to nurse a baby.
Sure.
Boxy, over the weekend, I sat there on the couch with Schnooksy and we were watching something on TV and I just had a pillow there and I said, this is going to be me, little mate. It's going to sit here. Because with all the other children, because it was nearly 9 years ago with our last child, Lulu, I was always at footy training. So I missed a lot of the early time of the baby because I'll be at footy training all day. But this baby, I'm on holidays, so I'll be with the little munchkin the whole time.
Oh.
And then I get home at, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, so the baby will just be sort of waking up. This is going to be literally a mini me of me.
Oh, and Thief, this would be beautiful. The baby's going to know all about the NFL. The baby's going to be able to watch
ESPN
on a Monday.
ESPN, it'll be all over baseball.
You'll
be all
know
over
which
horse
remotes
racing,
to press to get your attention.
100%. And it's and Al did say that she's instantly going to get me one of those. You know Alan off a Hangover where he's got the baby.
Baby Bjorn.
Yeah. That's mine. I'm getting around. But there's one key thing that hasn't been nailed yet, and that's her name. We haven't come up with a name yet. So that's a pretty important part.
I've loved watching that journey because some weeks you've come and you've gone, I think we've locked it in.
Got it.
And then a few days later you go, no, that's out, or you've met someone who had that name. Yeah. Or it's like, no, I can't do that.
They're all my names that I come up with. they get shut down pretty quick. But
so you're not going to try, Fief. I guess if he doesn't know the name, you can't really try and get it out of him.
I definitely can't get it out of him because he doesn't know what it is
yet. No, we don't. So it's, but it's so...
Do you have a short list?
Al does. Yeah, she's got a short list.
Do you have any input on that short list?
Well, she reads it out occasionally, but she, you know, the notes in your phone. She writes names down and then she deletes names and we have a discussion. But I don't think we'll probably really know until she comes out, I suppose.
And you see her.
And you see her and then you go, oh, legend. Can't name her that. But it's so exciting. 2.5 weeks. And Alex has been great. We've got an easy life, Byron, boys.
Oh, man.
Very easy life.
Oh, the tail end for Alex is not fun.
It's not
heavy.
Yeah, she's it's ready to come out. So, how exciting.
Heartburn, can't
reflux,
breathe.
Reflux, a quick ease.
Oh, dear.
Can't breathe, can't walk.
Intense.
Fev, get back to her now. Don't be part of our post-show meeting. Get straight back to her to help her out,
and you know what? I'll walk you out the door too. I'll get you down to your car safely.
You
have a great
her.
Monday, everyone.
Help
make
him.
Sure you slip, slip,
I'll
slap.
Carry your bag.
101.9 The Fox.
One of the, I was going to say royal babies, but really, Pippa Middleton isn't
She's
really
not a royal.
I know, but I think there was even like the royal press put out a statement about the birth of her baby boy. She had a little baby boy and they've now officially named her baby. His name is Arthur Michael William Matthews. He's got the double-barreled middle name there, Fev.
Yeah. First name Arthur.
Arthur.
Geez, you dropped that like Greg dropped his name.
Artie? Yeah. I think Artie's really cool.
Artie you could go with.
I'd go with William.
So
I just changed
his third name.
Yeah, when he's older.
Like Mike? Michael?
Nah.
Really?
Mick.
Mick, yeah. He's got lots of...
William's my name.
Are you tipping that Arthur's going to drop Arthur?
I reckon he'll drop it.
Or to go by either Mike or Bill?
Nah, he'll go William. I would, 100%.
William.
I might even drop Brendan to become William, and it's not even my middle name.
I get jealous of middle names because I don't have one.
Yeah, well, neither's Lulu.
Can I ask your decision for not having
Because I just thought Lulu Favola sounds cool.
It does. And what could
a
you
middle
put
name?
In the
middle? We'll just wreck it. I
Lulu
reckon
Lulu Favola. Because
she's going to be a star. So we just went with Lulu, and the next baby is just going to be its name. And
you don't know middle name.
No middle name either.
Gary.
I haven't passed that with Alex yet, but I'm pretty sure we don't have.
See,
a middle
I said
name.
To him, the only thing
we don't even have a bloody first name yet. So
I feel like growing up, I was dudded like all through schools. That's one of the questions you ask kids in the playground. When I was a kid, you know, be like, "What's your middle name?" And I never had one, so I used to make it up. Do you know what I'm...
What was your favourite makeup name?
Jane.
Jane.
I just...
Jane Doe.
Yep, just Jane.
Okay. Just Jane.
Yeah, I know. It could have been more creative.
What's your fantasy middle name? Byron, thank you. Yeah, I walked into that one.
Yeah, my fantasy middle name was Jane. I wanted to be.
Well, my middle name was Alan. So I ran with that. BAF, BAF. It used to be when I used to always play the video games, you know, when you put your high score in.
Brendan Allen for Ola.
BAF.
Two, though, it's hedging. But see, Trixie, I gave her one middle name, Belle, but I was tempted to give more because you suddenly have all these favourite names and you think, what if I just cram them all in? Like, they've crammed two middle names in. I wonder, 131060, you know what we should do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to find the person with the most middle names in Melbourne.
I wonder how many you're allowed to have. Probably at least two.
I think you can have as many as you like.
Wow.
We went outside the box with Mia. Her middle name's Alexandra.
After Schnooksy.
And Lenny's Lenny J, because it just sounds cool. LJ.
Yeah, that's
And my dad, speaking of middle names, Angelo, the great Italian, he's an Italian stallion. He got married at Gunbite Park back in the day.
It was an emotional ceremony.
It was very emotional. We're on the toboggans when they said, I do. It was very, very
beautiful.
Great. It's Gunbite World now. It's changed. But he's got two middle names.
What are Ange's middle names?
Angelo Richard Mark Favola.
That's a great. I like that. Angelo Richard Marks.
Richard Marks.
Richard Marks,
Angelo Richard Marks Favola. Wow.
I'm not sure Monique and Pierre, my grandfather and grandmother, would have known that who Richard Marks was.
They weren't familiar with his work.
But it's an interesting name for an Italian, Angelo Richard Mark.
They've really anglicised it up in the middle there, haven't they?
Yeah, but they really hammed it up.
131060. Let's try to find anyone out there with more than two middle names.
Right,
in actual fact, let's find the person with the most number of middle names.
That's the goal. We'll do it next.
101.9 The Fox.
Brendan, Alan Favola, Gregory Byron Cook and myself are talking about middle names. Yes. Pippa Middleton's baby's been, the name of her son's been revealed, Arthur Michael William Matthews. Mm. And it just got us talking about middle names, but also the number of middle names you can wedge in. So 131060, we've got lots of people calling through. We're trying to find who's got the most amount of middle names. And we've got Andrew in Belgrave. Hi, Andrew.
Morning, Fifi. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Andrew. Andrew, what's your middle name out of interest?
My middle name's Mark.
Mark, okay. Andrew Mark.
That's
nice.
Solid, yeah.
That's very solid. And what your daughter, how many have you given her?
We've given her three. My daughter's Kimberly, Frances, Olivia, Anne.
Oh, I like that. Kimberly, Frances, wow. Olivia, Anne.
Three.
That's great. Well,
even Kimberly, we've spelt that KYMBERLEIGH.
Oh, geez, that's going to be tough. When is she at school trying to write that out?
That's their choice.
Oh, no, it's hard. I'm just saying because it's hard. Hey, why did you have so many names for? Where's all the middle names come from?
Well, Kimberly we liked because we just liked Kimberly.
The middle name.
Frances is after my father-in-law. That was his middle name.
Mm.
I'll have to think of it.
Olivia.
That's after my mum.
Yep, yes. And Anne.
Anne is after my mother-in-law.
Oh, I love this. It's like.
And how many kids do you have?
I have the two, and I have a son, Connor Robert.
So they've all just got one.
Connor Robert? He was ripped off.
So is Kimberly the favourite, obviously?
She was the last.
Yeah, she had to cram all the ones down. I bet Andrew was thinking, if we have more girls, we'll get Anne and Olivia away. Just cram them all in.
Thanks for your call, Andrew.
Andre in Middle Park. Hi, Andre.
Hey.
Hey, Andre, how many middle names have you got?
Four plus the bookends, first and last.
Oh, wow. That's
okay,
six.
Run your name by us.
Andre, Wilhelm, Johannes, Miguel, Barry, Wands.
Oh, wow. Andre, there is that is a rich minefield. Let's go through
that. That actually sounds amazing.
Wilhelm, I mean, sounds regal. You could come from, some Germanic ancestry. Johannes is hot too. Miguel, you got a bit of Spanish in there. Barry, I'm intrigued by.
Barry's a curveball.
Barry's just been crammed in there for no reason.
Talk us through them.
Controversial one.
How did your parents come up with those exotic names?
Well, my mum came up with all of them but Barry, and Barry's my dad's name. The only way she'd agree to the rest is if...
He got Barry.
We wedged Barry in at the end.
Andre Wilhelm, Johannes Miguel Barry. What a name. That's one of the best.
Thank you, Andre.
Oh, I love it. Aaron in Somerville. Hi, Aaron.
How are you? Good morning.
Good. Now, Aaron, we may have found the person in Melbourne with the most number of middle names. How many have you got?
I think I've got seven, eh? There's nine names all up.
What?
Seven middle names. Okay. Aaron, run your name by us.
No worries. Aaron, Boise, Leslie, Reedy, Peter, Michael, Ricky, Sai, Nahu.
Why?
That's outstanding.
Can I just ask a question that everyone in their cars will be asking? Why?
Oh, my old man was a fool.
Oh, yeah, that's a short answer.
Did he have any, have you got any, is there any sentimental reason behind all of those names?
Yeah, well, Boise was supposed to be my real name, but Mum didn't like that, so she knocked that one on the head. They went with Aaron because, you know, big fans of Elvis Presley, and of course his brother Aaron, that died. You just wanted, like, basically me to have the longest name for the record books or something.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, he's a Guinness Book of Records
Aaron,
holder.
Does it ever stump you when you have to give your full name? Like
passports.
You have to, yeah.
It has to be his passport.
No, I'll tell you what really got me going was when people wanted to borrow my ID to get into the nightclubs and they saw all the names on me card and they'd be just sitting there revising. I'd have to, you know, test them out, see if they get it all in that order.
Horrible for fake IDs, having your name like that.
Oh, and it'd be great for an ID, because if I borrowed Az's ID and the guy questioned me, I said, mate, I've got nine, I can't even remember them.
Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken. 101.9 The Fox. Oh, yeah. Want more Fifi, Fab and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.